Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Dapim Samach He to Samach Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ein Moshivin Chenvani Lemachzis Sechal. A person shouldn't give produce to a shopkeeper that he can sell it in the market and divide it with him the profits, and we'll explain why this is in the Gemara. Lo Yitin Lemois Likach Bahen Peus Lemachzis Sechal, Elem Kein Nosim Lechawai Kapayel Bottle. Nor should he give a shopkeeper money to buy produce and sell it in order to divide the profits, unless he pays the shopkeeper at least a minimum wage. Ein moishivin tarnagoyin lemechse, vein shaman agolim v'seyachim lemechse, elim kein nosin leischa amoloi u'mezoinis. A person may not give chickens and eggs to that his friend will make the chickens sit on the eggs and they'll hatch in order to divide the profit. And may also not give young calves and foals to his friend to raise in order to divide the profits, unless he only pays the person the prices of his efforts and the food he gives them himself. Aval makablim, agolim v'sayochim, ulemechse, magadanoisim adjehu shaloshim, v'chamo adjehe, adjehe toyenes. One can receive calves and foals without an evaluation, so if they die, he's not responsible, and if they live, he'll divide the profits. This is permitted because the recipient didn't accept achrayut, responsibility for it, and he doesn't take it in the form of a loan. And then he can raise them until they reach a third of their size, and for a donkey, until it begins to carry loads. And the Gemara says, Chad bar nash, eshal lechavrei dinarim, amalei sav shinei dinarim, egreich umadinun avdin dili veloch. The Gemara comes to explain the first din of the Mishnah. A person once lent money to his friend. The lender told him, take 2 dinars as payment for investing my money, and we'll split any profits that you earn. And it's permitted because it's clearly defining this as he gave. But without clearly defining this, it would be considered ribis because the recipient will later return a higher amount than he was given. Tani, the Gemara brings a brisa. Hanoisem mois lechaveroi, likach bohen peirus lemechzis, va'amalai lekachti, ein loy alav elatarumis. If a person gave money to his friend to buy produce and divide the profits, and the friend later denied receiving it, because the one who gave it has no proof, all he can do is complain. However, if it was known through Edim, the witnesses, that he'd given it, then he can forcefully have his produce returned.
If a person gave money to his friend to buy produce and divide the profits, if one of them wishes to delay the use of the produce because he thinks they're worth more by doing so, the other one can still force them to sell it now. But if it was on the eve in Erev Shmita, just before the Shmita year, when produce wasn't common, and you can also not do business with Shmita produce, the first one can force his friend to delay using the money until after the Shmita year, because this is already the assumption of their partnership. Hanoisen mois lechaveroi likach bahen peirus lemechzischa, im ama heilecha mana sheine yochala moitrut, hawe ze osa. If a person gave money to his friend to buy produce and divide the profits, if his friend said, take this large sum of mana, which is 100 zuz, now, because I don't wish to keep giving you small sums of money from the profit, that is prohibited, because perhaps the profit of a mana might never come, and therefore it looks like the friend is paying him ribis more than he was given. If the friend saw that the price of that produce that he'd already bought with the money was rising, meaning there will certainly be significant profit, then it is permitted. Friend to buy produce and divide the profits. The friend is then permitted to buy more produce for himself, and the one who gave him can't complain that the friend is only focusing his own efforts on his own produce rather than their shared produce. And when he sells, he shouldn't sell them both together, his produce and the shared produce. Rather, he should first sell the shared produce, and afterwards he can then sell his own.
If one gave money to his friend to buy produce and divide the profits, then his friend may buy any type of produce that he wishes, but he shouldn't buy clothing or wood.
Yitzchak
says this shows if one prevents his friend from making profit, all his friend can do is complain.
If one prevents his friend from planting his field, he has to compensate him. If a person prevented his friend's boat from sailing or his shop from opening, what would be the law over here? I mean, perhaps they're different because a field because their profit is not guaranteed, and the Gemara does not answer this question.
Hamelech chavila mimakom lemakom. Amalai tnai li vani noisen lachadach shat noisen mokom ploini im bachrayes hanoisen osa valekech muta.
If one takes a package from one place to another thinking it's worth more in the second place, and then his friend told him, give it to me and I'll pay you according to its value in the second place, so if the giver is responsible during that transportation, it's permitted. But if the buyer will be responsible, then it will be prohibited.
However,
donkey drivers who are paid to buy and transport produce from a cheap location to an expensive location, and their payments given by the merchants in the second location, they make the expensive place, which is the second location, according to the cheaper price.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi
says that that we permit the donkey drivers to do this applies to a place that they can visit and return from on the same day. But for a longer journey, it would not be permitted.
Rav Huna
says that whatever the distance, the donkey drivers become the messengers of the merchants of the expensive place, and the responsibility falls on those merchants. And the Gemara asks, but the Mesivin Huna Shliach Shenenas Chayav Ala Oinsim, Shenenas Pata Ala Oinsim.
Based on this, so Rav Huna asks a question. If a messenger had an accident on the way, he will be responsible. So too, if an accident happened to the donkey driver, he is responsible because the donkey driver is like a paid watchman, a shomer socher.
And the Gemara rejects that. Loi pamim masne shemichinam liyos kashoel.
He says, no, sometimes the merchant stipulates with the donkey driver that he wants to be like a boer who is even liable for cases of accident.
And the Gemara asks, "Va'atani, don't we have in a brayso of Roshes brayso teaches k'shem shechayev b'kula kachayev b'miksasa? Just as the messenger is liable for all of it if it was stolen, he's also liable for part of it. So we see in this brayso that it's the messenger who's liable, and that's not like Rav Huna, who said that the one who ordered the produce would be liable.
And the Gemara rejects that. Maika doin, what's the problem over here? Taman meshalem k'shah hayoker, b'ram hacha meshalem k'shah hazol.
Over there, in the earlier case, he pays according to the higher value, but over here, in the case of the donkey drivers, he pays according to the lower value.